Mantegna may have been no more than 20 when he painted this picture. He was a prodigy, and the clarity of his thought, the detail of his rendering, the emotional range of his figures astonished his contemporaries. We have the sleeping Joseph on the left. We have the enraptured appearance of the Virgin as she looks down at her child surrounded by cherubim and seraphim in the center. And on the right we have these two rather rustic shepherds who have made their way to worship the Christ child. And then behind them, a landscape that seems to go on for miles, with a winding river, on the banks of which we see a shepherd approached by an angel, his sheep, farther along, a boat that has been moored, ready to ferry across the river. On the opposite side, a man tending barrels, obviously a merchant, and a woman sitting under a tree, spinning. The little dots are actually chickens pecking at the rocks. It's a scene, in other words, that takes a sacred event and places it in a contemporary Italian setting, the Val Padana, the vast plains that run between Padua, where Mantegna worked, and Ferrara, where this picture was destined. It's a picture that re-envisages the scene in dramatically human terms, and that can be appreciated and must have been appreciated by the Dukes of Ferrara for the astonishing realism of the details